until 3. This is Simon Beaumont on 6PR.
Have you fallen asleep at work? Have you had a job where you've fallen asleep at work, or have you fallen asleep in general life somewhere? 9221 882. 1700 have the organisation have done a survey looking at the lack of sleep that Australians are suffering. Rebecca Fox is the director of 1700 and joins us now. G'day, Rebecca.
Hello, Simon. How are you?
Yeah, I'm well, thanks. I'm well.
Hope you're not too tired.
No, well, not in this job. In this job, Rebecca. There's a bit of adrenaline around, a bit of an excitement, so not in this job. I have had jobs previously where I may have had cause to catch up on a bit of kip, so hopefully none of my old bosses are listening, although they probably knew, I reckon. How many people are not getting enough sleep, do you reckon, Rebecca?
More than 68% of your workforce is likely to be having poor sleep.
Yeah, okay.
So one of the stats that came out and I found really quite sobering was, did you know that if you have less than 5 hours sleep consecutively over 3 days, it's the equivalent of being drunk? And that is to say that your executive function or your decision-making judgment capabilities are as sound as someone blowing a 0.5 blood alcohol reading.
Yeah, right.
Now, I'm a mum of a couple of kids, and I for sure know that there's been times when I've gone to work, perhaps with less sleep than I should have, and in fact been as efficient, as effective as if I've had a few beers for breakfast.
Yeah. Well put. I think most of us would understand that, or without knowing the exact facts, we would know. Yeah, 3 or 4 nights of lack of sleep can really impact on you. Is there any difference between men and women in this regard, Rebecca, when it comes to poor sleep?
Well, there actually is. And I'm not a doctor, but through scientific research and theory, it suggests that as a result of evolutionary adaptation, women have had to cope with sleep deprivation when caring for their young as a matter of survival for themselves and, you know, our species. There's also further evidence to suggest that circadian rhythm, which is the cycle that tells our bodies when to sleep and rise and eat, affects brain function, and the effects differ between the sexes. Our survey across Australia reported that men experienced 50% higher impact compared to women.
Wow.
So, yes, there is a difference.
Yeah, that's significant, isn't it? So I'm talking to Rebecca Fox, listeners. She's a director of 1700. They're the guys who conducted this research on Australian sleep and on people who work and how it impacts on their work. What do we do about this? Do employers need to be aware that people may be struggling with their sleep health?
Yeah, I think so. So, you know, it's interesting. What do we do about it? I think needing sleep, and in particular restorative sleep, is nothing new. We all know we need it, and yet we struggle with the discipline of ensuring it. I think most of us can recall a battle with our parents at some stage in our lives, fighting off the requirement of having to go to bed. And yet, when we are asleep, the good stuff happens.
Yep.
It's when we're asleep that the body does most of the restorative work. But what's the impact when we don't sleep, if we can't sleep, if we don't get into restorative sleep, and what impact does that have on business? So it comes down to, back to your question, I think there's a personal accountability for sure. But the second aspect is, if you would like to see a potential 48% increase in efficiency and effectiveness in your business, then our respondents have said that on average would expect 48% improvement in their workplace performance if they had better quality sleep. So it seems to make sense for employers to invest in this area to help their employees.
Yeah, all right. We'll see what our listeners think. Thank you, Rebecca. Nice to talk to you today. Thank you for your time.
You're welcome. Thank you for yours.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye. Rebecca Fox, director of 1700. So 1 in 4 Aussies reckon poor sleep affects their work performance on a daily basis. Have you ever nodded off at work or nodded off at different times? How do you get around the fact that most of us aren't getting enough sleep? How do you get around it? What do you do? I've had jobs where I was able to catch up on a bit of shut-eye when I was an apprentice, when I was a tradesman working on my own in an air-conditioned workshop in the goldfields.